Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner and this week's thought is called Three Blind Men and an Elephant. This is a great story with versions dating back over 150 years. So with no more introduction, here goes. One day, three blind men were talking when one of them recalled, "I heard that an elephant is a queer animal. Too bad we're blind and can't see it." "Ah, yes, truly too bad. We don't have the good fortune to see the strange animal," another one sighed. The third one, quite annoyed, joined in and said, "See it, forget it. Just to feel it would be great." Now it so happened that a merchant with a herd of elephants was passing by, and he overheard their conversation. "You fellows, do you really want to feel an elephant? Then follow me and I'll show you," he said. The three blind men were surprised and happy. Taking one another's hand, they quickly formed a line and followed while the merchant led the way. Each one began to contemplate how he would feel the animal, and he tried to figure out how to form an image. After reaching their destination, the merchant asked them to sit on the ground to wait, and a few minutes later, he led the first blind man to feel the elephant. With an outstretched hand, he felt the two legs from top to bottom, and with a beaming face turned to say, "So, the queer animal is just like that." Thereupon, the second blind man was led to the rear of the elephant. He touched the tail, which wagged a few times, and exclaimed with satisfaction, "Ha ha, truly a queer animal, truly odd. I know now, I know." And the third blind man turned and came, and he touched the elephant's trunk, which moved back and forth, turning and twisting, and he thought, "That's it, I've learned." So they thanked the merchant and they went on their way. "Let's sit down and discuss about this queer animal," said the second blind man. And once seated, he said, "This queer animal is like a straw fan, swinging back and forth to give a breeze. However, it's not so big or well made. The main portion is rather wispy." "No, no," the first blind man shouted in disagreement. "This queer animal resembles two big trees with big branches." "No, you're both wrong," the third man replied. "This queer animal is similar to a snake. It's long and round and very strong." How they argued. Each one insisted that he alone was correct. Of course, there was no conclusion, for none of them had examined the whole elephant. So, a great story. And I wondered, am I trying to see things from all perspectives? And do I appreciate that often my view is similar to that of one of the blind men? So, till next week, improve your perspective and see that your view is rarely the full picture. Till next week, David Gardner.